Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 20th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. China says U.S. trade talks will happen soon. Fed cutting one-week dollar swaps with central banks. And household spending surprised Fed officials by its strength. Leading today's news. China and the United States will meet in the coming days to discuss the progress of the Phase 1 trade deal reached in February. Earlier this week, the White House signaled that no high-level trade talks were on the schedule. Phase 1 requires China to import $77 billion more than 2017 levels of certain U.S. goods within the first year, and official data suggests China is running far behind schedule on that target. In other news, starting September 1st, the Federal Reserve will cut 7-day swap operations with major central banks from 3 tenders per week to 1 due to the improved funding environment. The Fed will maintain the 1-per-week pace for the 84-day tender schedules for a few banks, including the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, and the Bank of Japan. While the Fed's Policy Setting Committee was surprised by how strong household spending grew since their June meeting, they were quick to caution that uncertainty over the economic outlook is highly elevated, according to FOMC minutes for the July 28th through 29th meeting. Risks to the outlook include new waves of the coronavirus and the possibility that government fiscal support wasn't enough. Some Fed officials worried that banks and financial institutions might come under significant stress if they face a more adverse scenario due to increased COVID-19 infections. Several participants suggested that additional accommodations might be required to promote economic recovery and return inflation to the FOMC's 2% objective. Chinese electric vehicle company NIO launched a battery-as-a-service leasing program, making one of the most expensive parts of EVs more accessible to drivers. Removing the battery purchase requirement drops the price of NIO's entry-level ES6 SUV from 343,600 yuan to 273,600 yuan. Needing more time to review data, the FDA paused the planned emergency authorization for blood plasma as a COVID-19 treatment. Government health leaders, including Dr. Francis Collins and Dr. Anthony Fauci, had urged caution, citing weak data from the country's largest plasma study. Intel revived its buybacks with a $10 million accelerated share repurchase agreement. The ASR is part of the $20 billion share repurchase program announced last October that was suspended in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. After the sale closes, Intel will have repurchased $17.6 billion of shares under the program. The new judge assigned to Fortnite maker Epic Games' showdown with Apple over the App Store's payment policy gave the iPhone maker a big victory in a 2013 case involving similar issues. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers dismissed a suit 7 years ago that claimed Apple's apps monopoly had led to hundreds of billions of dollars in consumer overcharges. That older case zeroed in on Apple's 30% cut from the App Store as well, but plaintiff's reasoning was rejected by Rogers, who called the fees a pass-through and not subject to consumer challenges over antitrust. Epic is 40% owned by Tencent. Facebook has received preliminary court approval to settle a suit that charged the company with illegally collecting and storing user biometric data. Illinois users relied on the state's Biometric Information Privacy Act to say that Facebook's tag suggestions photo recognition feature was illegal. Facebook had raised its settlement offer by $100 million to $650 million, which looks to have resolved court concerns. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the red, with Bitcoin slightly up. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.